Andre.
Oh, hey, hi.
Hi.
Oh, my God, you sound fantastic. It's amazing.
I know, and these things are comfy. Thank you, my friend.
Now, there's a long story in that, and I think people...
We're gonna
have to go through it. You can't just ignore that. You can't just ignore it. It was the weirdest debacle. Like, we both went on an adventure in two different states. How the hell did we do that?
I don't know, but it was a magical adventure, and
I never felt closer to you, man.
I know. Well, that's what happens when you go through a tragedy.
See, there's a reason why I called you my best friend, but yeah, whatever, you can do that too. It's a tragedy.
Well, no. I mean, we get closer. As best friends, we get closer in a tragedy.
Okay. Do you want to start? Because, like, my side is completely boring as hell.
I guess we can start
with the boring side if you want.
We'll get into that in a second. I figured that we should give the show some structure, and now that I'm actually, like, preparing for the shows in advance, as opposed to just flying by the seat of my balls, figure we'll discuss what we're going to talk about today, what I'd like to talk about today. So we're going to talk about assholes at some point. That was one of the original topics, and I really wanted to devote a bunch of time to assholes. That's going to get a big fat backseat to the other topics, because these have cropped up and they're far more interesting.
Like our boys in blue.
What's that?
Like our boys in blue,
yeah. Like people on the internet, just assholes in general. Like, I had a couple of interesting encounters in the last few days on the internet.
Okay.
I was just thinking about, we can just talk about it. Have some new prospects on the horizon, on the job front.
Ooh.
That have really excited me. Figure if we get around to that, that'd be fun. Role reversal, which popped up today, and I wanted to, that's going to be the first thing we talk about.
Okay.
Because that's just a quick one. We're going to talk about fuck Best Buy, because fuck Best Buy.
The boys in blue I was talking about.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, the boys in blue. I thought we were talking about police.
Oh, no. I thought it was just funny.
That was
the boys in blue. Fuck the boys in blue.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Fuck Best Buy. So very hard.
It's so stupid. Like, just this whole thing about Best Buy is just kind of like, it totally didn't need to happen. If we were just smarter.
Well, actually, and we'll touch on this a little bit later, but not fuck boys in blue. The boys in blue did a fantastic job. It was the corporate whores who owned the boys in blue that need to go die.
So the boys in suits. Fires.
So the boys in suits.
Boys in suits.
That scum. But,
cocksuckers.
And then also another thing that I'm going to touch on first and foremost before we get into anything is the Krupp's beer tender.
What?
We'll talk about that. There's a couple of gadgets that I saw in Best Buy that we should talk about, just because one was really interesting. And then there was the Krupp's beer tender that I found.
Well, you spent, like, about how long in Best Buy?
I spent 2 hours in Best Buy, and then I spent an hour and a half in Wajimaya, which is an Asian market near Best Buy, and then I spent another half hour, 40 minutes in Best Buy again.
Now, it's called Roger Meyer, but it's spelled Lodger Meyer, right?
What?
I was just making fun of Asian people. I'm sorry. It was a bad joke. It was lame. But that's
well,
how,
the
that's,
funny
that's how
the
I
funny
roll.
Thing is I thought you were making reference to a Fred Meyer, and I was like, Roger Meyer.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
That went over my head. Fucked up. Anyways, role reversal. So, walking to Best Buy today, I found this kind of funny. Because I'm just walking, crossing the street, and there's this freeway off-ramp that you have to cross. And as I'm crossing, I see these two, like, homeless white dudes, scruffy-looking white guys, panhandling. They have their panhandle signs, they're drinking 40s. And
living the life, really.
They're living the life.
Living the life.
But, you know, I'm black. for those of you who don't know, I'm black. I sound black, but I am black.
It's
and as I approach these two white guys, one of them goes, "Hey, boy, you got pretty hair."
And do you still have long hair?
Thought, hmm?
Do you still have your long hair?
Oh, yeah. I still have the long dreads.
They're all different shapes and colors.
They are. They're fantastic. Mm,
they are. It's like watching a Rainbow Bright commercial.
I know. It makes me happy that I can make you happy.
You know what? That makes me happy. This is too silly to give up. You know, just I gotta go with it.
Oh,
so
man.
Continue.
That was funny. But so these guys, like, this guy goes, "You got pretty hair," and like I'm waiting for the light to change so that I can cross, and all the while I'm thinking is, oh my god, these white people are gonna mug me. Oh my god, this white guy's gonna mug me.
They're gonna take my hair.
They're gonna, well, I was less worried about my hair and more worried about the contents of my wallet, and I just didn't want to get mugged super bad. And then afterwards, down the street, I realized the irony of it all, because, like, I've walked down the street, I am a harmless person, I'm not a jackass, I don't mug people. I've walked down the street, and I had this old white woman, like, roll up her window. She was in her car, at a stoplight, I'm on the sidewalk, feet, like, tons and tons of feet away from her, and she rolls up her window and locks her doors as I walk by.
Aww.
And
okay, you're like Andre has to be one of the most like just subdued people I've ever met, where he's so calm in certain situations where I don't understand, and at the same time so erratic in the worst situations possible. Like when you're being like when you go off like being crazy, there is a reason for it. And then when you're just kind of just there, you're just there.
I was trying so very fucking hard
it's
not
like,
to.
Oh dear Lord, a Negro! Today. She rolls up the window and just locks the door. She's like, "Oh my God, I hope he didn't notice I did that, because then maybe he'll pull out his gun." Like, what the fuck does she expect? If I was walking, if I got offended easily, and someone looked at me and I looked at them, and they're like, "Oh Lord," and they roll up the window and lock the door, I'd be like, I walk over, and just dude, like, why would you do that? I'm just standing here. What's wrong with you?
I'm seriously just standing here.
I would be tempted to walk up to the window. I would be tempted to walk up to the window. Dude, what's your problem?
Hey, I was walking, and I wasn't even walking near your car.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious as to your reasoning here.
Now, the weird thing is that, like, I don't know what I look like. You know what I mean? Like, with ethnicity and everything, I just kind of just seem like I'm a blob. What would you say that I look like? I am like, I know I do look a little Latino, but just my skin color, people, it throws them off. Like, well, you're obviously half white, half Mexican. No, I'm not half white at all. I have no white in me, none.
Yeah, I see people. I would see people thinking that because you are pretty light skinned, but.
I'm kind
of like,
pale,
Latinos
but I hate
are getting lighter and lighter. It sounds really racist generalized, but it's
well,
true.
We're slowly integrating into the white culture. You know, it sucks for you black people. It takes a little longer.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's such a bad joke. I'm sorry.
Eventually, we'll be the master race, but
well, everyone's going to be mixed eventually.
Well, that's what I mean. Is everyone's going to mix into just this big melting pot, and then
so the way we're going to hate each other is based on what kind of cell phone you have. Well, you have a BlackBerry. That means you're a dick.
That means you're a fucking stupid cunt.
Yes.
What I'm really excited for is when we actually do blend into like one big fucking blobby race.
They're all gray.
And Hitler spins in his grave so fast that he could actually, you know, generate enough power to power the world for the rest of eternity.
No, then Lisa Bonet becomes the epitome of a goddess, because she was just downright gray to me. I don't know why. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. And okay. that and she was the... Sorry, I
she was the hot one. I thought she was just fucking sexy as hell.
Oh, yeah. She's way hot. Yeah. She's still pretty hot.
She is, but she looks older. She has the little bags under her eyes. It's kind of like... It kind of makes me sad. It's kind of like you should have stayed young. I don't know. You take a nap? I don't know what I could tell you.
I mean, she has some experience under her belt.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that, you know, maybe that is good that she has those. Well, Lisa Monet is the not the oldest daughter, but the second to the oldest daughter on the Cosby Show. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and then she had the spin-off Different World, where after a season she became a bitch and they said, "Well, fuck you, we'll make the show about Whitley and Dwayne Wayne."
I remember that, yeah.
I love that show though.
It was a great show.
It was a great show. It made me sad sometimes when they were getting all like, "Well, people are racist," and I forget people were racist and are racist, and I'm like, "Oh, now I feel bad."
I know. They try to make you think.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day when they tried to make you think in sitcoms.
Yeah, like, oh my God, someone got molested. Now what are you going to do? Wah, wah, wah. Well, let's get rid of this one. This one's ruined. Oh no, Corky is ruined. Oh, my Corky. Son, my boy, I love you, but you're ruined. Let's get rid of you. Let's get a non-retard. Because life goes on. La 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 la, life goes on.
You're a monster.
I am a monster, aren't I? Hell ain't a bad place. Okay, so you were saying role reversal.
Well, just I found it funny that, you know, these white guys were probably not, you know, they definitely didn't mug me, but they probably didn't even think about mugging me. They were just he was complimenting me on my hair. And I always thought it was racist and horrible when people, you know, would look at me and think, "Oh, Negro, he's going to mug me," and then lock their doors. And then I do the same thing to these guys, and I just thought about it for a moment and it made me think.
Well, but you're human.
It's true.
You're just a spice. Get it? Human. Ha 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 ha. You're a spice boy. No, like you're human. Everyone does the same thing. Everyone thinks all those horrible things, and like when it turns out to be towards your favor, you're gonna think yourself of the victim. Everyone does it.
It's true.
If anything, if you didn't do that, then I wouldn't trust you.
And there's plenty of reason to not trust me already. I don't need to give you more.
It's the dreadlocks, really.
Yeah.
The colorful dreadlocks. I just think Predator and Chris Hansen and Just About Time, right?
Really, you know? Yeah. Also, the mustache. The mustache is usually not something you can trust.
Well, a mustache alone...
Mm-hmm.
No. A mustache with friends, like a goatee or some mutton chops or something that connects to the middle. Yes, you can trust that person. You know, Johnny Depp, sure. you can leave your kids with him. The only thing he's going to do is smoke around them. But if you leave your kids with a dude with just a mustache, he's going to touch them. And it's not even like and the weird thing is that like it's not going to be inappropriate, but you're going to think it's inappropriate just because he has just a mustache. Because if you left your kids with that guy, you're not going to leave them. Like, you're going to be hiding in the bushes watching because you don't trust him.
Yeah. And if it's oh, God. Sorry.
Oh, Lordy.
The difference in mustache also makes a difference. Because, like, bushy mustache, he's going to touch your girls. Pencil mustache, he's going to touch your boys.
Yeah. John Waters.
John Waters would never touch anybody. Shut your mouth. John Waters is a class act. Well, he's a pervert.
I'm just saying John Waters will touch your sons. They're going to be over 18, but they're going to want it, but he's still going to touch them.
John Waters is going to touch your 18-year-old son, but he's also going to touch you.
Just with his movies.
It's a smile.
Like, cry, baby. Even the strongest man out there can cry. He's just so moving. The only thing is, like, what was that one? Like, Dirty Rotten Shame or whatever that movie was with Tracy Ullman and Johnny Knoxville was just the biggest piece of shit ever.
Which one?
Like a dirty piece of dirty thing or shame, whatever. It was some like movie that he did with both of them that it was kind of like no one wanted to fund his movie, so his movies turned out looking like pieces of shit after a while. Like back like when he started, like this movie looks like Pink Flamingos just because of the quality of the film.
Right.
It's not even the writing. It's just everything just seemed weird and awkward. And maybe he should have sat down and said, maybe I should rewrite this 30 more times. I want to say it's called A Dirty Rotten Shame. A Dirty Shame? I guess, yeah.
Not sure.
Dirty Rotten Shame. That's what it's called.
You know what? It sounds familiar.
It was all right. It was kind of like, meh. Meh.
Meh.
I really have a thing for Selma Blair. I have a big thing for her. And even though, like, I'm afraid that she's going to get tin implants. I am very afraid that she's going to do that and just ruin it.
She won't.
Well, I hope not. Because I like the fact that she's just herself. And like
I don't think she will. She seems too adult.
Hmm. But when, like, her character in Dirty Rotten Shame was, like, she had tit implants, and they're super big. That way, they're just gross. And everyone loved her. It was some stupid – it was a stupid movie. It was just completely idiotic. But it was fun and retarded at the same time. It's like playing on the swings and falling on your head. And somehow ending up on the slide. You don't know how you get there, but somehow the journey there, you know in the back of your mind was fun. You just don't remember it. And you don't want to remember it because you're afraid of some of the things you've done. This was a big tangent. Let's get back.
Yeah. New topic. All right. So, Carlos.
Wedge. Yes.
This is bullshit. Why do you get a nickname?
Because I started with one.
Well, gross. Wedge, I'm sure you drink coffee.
I do drink coffee.
And I'm sure you drink beer.
I do drink beer. I'm in fact drinking a beer right now.
Let's start with beer, because this is the product that made me kind of quirk a brow and wonder what the fuck. So in Best Buy, during the whole ordeal that we will mention in just a moment, because that'll be our next topic.
I'm so excited.
Huh?
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a good one. I was just browsing the appliance section. I decided to go to the appliance section because I'm thinking about moving out. I need some appliances. And if this new job prospect works out the way it is, I'll have some money to buy appliances.
Ooh.
So, hopefully. We'll see. So, this product that I found is called the Beer Tender.
Okay.
It's made by a company called Krups. Now, any other situation, I would find this thing to be kind of cool. It's the ultimate home drought beer experience. What the Beer Tender does is it just sort of... It's kind of like a draft machine.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's like mini keg?
Well, here's the catch. There's a control panel. You can kind of control the temperature of your beer, and it tells you how full the keg is inside. And kind of gives you an indication of how fresh it is. There's an authentic tap. You can pull it down, give yourself a draft beer. There's a little spillage tray. There's like a whole cooling system. this thing sounds really cool.
Like, that sounds really cool to me right now.
I would put it on cold.
That's what I would do. Put it on cold, and then I would drink from it.
And then you just lay your head on the spillage tray and you suckle beer straight from the tap.
Like I used to with my mother.
That is how I would do it, and that's how we've been doing
it. And I would get just as drunk as I did back then.
Well, whiskey's a powerful mixer.
Well, you don't know how good whiskey milk is until you actually try it. It's like Laverne and Shirley, Pepsi milk. It sounds disgusting. Try it. No, not so bad.
Pepsi milk would be good. Pepsi milk would be good. I like Coke with cream.
Like half and half?
Yeah.
No, you're a monster. What's wrong with you?
I'm just disgusting.
You're no. Mm-mm. I don't know if I want to continue this show anymore.
I'm a pedophile.
Hmm. Very much so.
So, here's the catch. This particular beer tender only works with three beers.
Okay. So, let me guess. One, Pabst.
No.
Two, oh, really? Heineken?
Yes.
Hefeweizen?
Nope.
No. No. I was thinking like Widmer or something like that. Okay. Heineken, O'Doul's, and see, I think Budweiser would be above that, but I'll throw them in there, Budweiser.
Nope.
Fuck.
Basically, it is Heineken, Heineken Light, and I believe Newcastle Brown, because they...
No, you mean Heineken... Newcastle Brown, and Heineken Gay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because Heineken makes all three of those, and it makes mini kegs.
But you know what? Newcastle, that, for some people, that'd be enough.
Newcastle would be enough, and would be I'd enough. Be down with Newcastle.
I don't drink Heineken. I don't like Heineken. It tastes like it tastes
I'm
like
not
the
a
worst.
Heineken person either.
It tastes like sparkly water that's been pissed in. Sparkly water that's been pissed in, and when you see a dude drinking Heineken, I think he likes to drink pee. That's what comes to mind. He likes to drink, and there's nothing wrong with drinking pee. I've done it before.
If you're stranded in the desert, you need to drink pee.
Well, I was in the shower, and there was a girl there, and just things went crazy. But you know, you do what you gotta do, and so you know if you try something crazy, it's fine, but. You continue with it in public, in front of everyone, saying, "Hey, what's up, guys? I drink piss water." And you know, people say the same thing about Budweiser. I like Budweiser, but you know what? It doesn't taste like piss. Like Heineken tastes like piss.
I'm just seeing how far your foot goes in your mouth before you realize you're talking about drinking piss. Now, I can understand. I can understand. Well, I mean, we've all tasted piss. I've tasted piss. I mean, it's one of those things. If you're gonna dine downtown, it's inevitable. She can't always be freshly showered, so I can't judge you.
Thank you.
Sorry. But yeah, it's apparently Heineken Drought Keg. Trying to see. I don't think it's. See, the thing is, okay, so it's Heineken Light, which is just disgusting.
Well, I don't understand, like, why do the light? Why not, like, if Heineken Light is so, like, up there with the sales, then just fucking knock out Heineken. Like, is Heineken, I know Heineken's a big name, but Heineken, really think about that, Heineken. When was the last time you saw, you know, a big advertisement for Heineken where people were just like, hey, maybe I'll start drinking that because Austin Power does it too, right? I like the way your Heine looks. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Now,
see, I think you should be able to.
There is one.
Are they like quarter kegs?
Yeah.
Quarter kegs. Yeah. So, like, it plugs in and it keeps it cold on its own?
Yeah,
or
Newcastle Brown Ale.
But you have to put it into, like, a refrigerator.
No. It's the actual machine keeps the thing cold.
And so, how much is this?
It's $150.
I heard that like at Costco you can buy for $100 or maybe about $150, I forget. Basically a soda machine. Like a soda fountain.
I'm sorry, I just found this website and I like how there's a list price.
Uh-huh.
And they have crossed out the list price at $100 and it says our price, $150, as in as if I've made
guess
some
what? You got savings. A deal. You got a deal. You got to pay more because you know what? Our product is worth it. Oh, yeah.
Now, this thing is really cool. A Newcastle Brown Ale could necessarily
it wouldn't be that bad.
Good.
It wouldn't be bad to be able to have that as opposed to just only Heineken or Heineken Light.
Yeah. And Heineken, in defense of Heineken, sort of. I don't like Heineken. I would not drink Heineken.
Yeah, me too.
But I can see where Heineken would be good because it's gluten-free. And gluten-free people who can't usually have beer can drink Heineken.
Oh, I did not know that.
I found that out the other day because my mom's gluten-free and she wanted to make like beer batter with like rice flour.
Oh, so
and
she used
then
Heineken.
She made it with Heineken. Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, that was interesting, and I thought, okay, that's cool. Still gross, but that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've slandered Heineken and they're going to sue us, let's move on to the next item that I found: Tassimo. If Skynet were a coffee maker.
Wait. Let's go to our first break. I have to take a yes. really bad piss, so I'm going to let you come back, and then I'm going to go.
I've been yawning, so I'm going to go get a banana and eat a banana.
Okay.
Hopefully that'll wake me the fuck up.
Dude, I'm dancing here right now.
All right, do it. Go.
All right.
It's break time.
The way radio should have been. The Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WebsRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside, to help de-pussify the world, and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
Like, no, I couldn't hold it, so I totally just pissed in the sink in my garage right now. Like, I was listening to the commercial. I'm like, I was going to wait till I get back, till like I can turn you up, turn the music down a little bit, and then run off to the bathroom. Yeah, I could not make it, so I just pissed in the sink.
Right.
Don't worry, it's a garage sink, so it's like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's industrial, whatever. It's a big tub thing. Right now, the water's running, so... I feel good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I don't get to miss a minute of the show. That's how great that is.
It's good. And why would you want to miss a minute of the show?
I don't. Show. It was God telling me I can't, and then I found a loophole. Was that blasphemous? I don't know. I can't tell anymore.
I don't know. I'm sure he's got bigger things to worry about than you and me.
That is true. Like, Mecha Hitler.
He's coming. He's on his way back.
He's drilling his way from hell. Along with Santa Claus and all the rest. Okay, so... What's this Skynet? I thought Google was Skynet.
Writing an Easter Bunny. No, Google is Skynet, but this is Skynet's coffee maker. What Tassimo is, and this is like a shameless Tassimo plug. I'm hoping that they pay me for this because I think this is.
Send them a link.
What? TassimoDirect.com. I'm sure you can fucking buy it at Newegg or Amazon or anywhere. But TassimoDirect.com. Tassimo, if you're listening, send me one of these cool fucking coffee makers because I'm poor and I probably can't afford it.
And send me one of those Heineken things with the Newcastle stuff because I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah.
I have issues.
He's an alcoholic, and I have a caffeine problem. So
we're normal.
Hook us the fuck up, and we will pimp you so hard.
We would totally pimp you so hard. It'll leave you stretch marks in your vagina.
Ah, yeah.
Oh yeah. That's how we talk sexy.
That might explain a lot.
It might. What are you talking about?
It does,
yes.
So I'm trying to find... I'm trying to find this fucking thing. Why can't... Apparently this thing doesn't fucking exist except on... Wait, there it is, right there. I don't... Okay, so... Tassimo Coffee Maker. Essentially what it is it's like... Have you seen one of those Keurig, like, single-serve... coffee.
Yeah, you deals. Basically put like a little like one of those little tablet things in. Not a tablet, but you put in like a little
like
sack.
Single serve coffee. Like
I'm trying to think of a good way of putting it. Like basically, if you were to eat Jell-O out of
a cartridge.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a cartridge. Meet my banana. So basically, they took the Keurig idea and. The good folks at Bosch were like, this Keurig thing is really cool, but those guys are fucking bitches, and let's kick it up a notch. Tassimo has those same cartridges. The difference being, you peel the top off, and there's another little, like, seal with a barcode. You stick it in the Tassimo machine, you stick your coffee cup in there, as it pulls down, it reads the barcode.
Uh-huh.
What the barcode does... So instead of just making coffee and tea and just cold and mechanically just going, I am robot, and making you coffee and tea...
I am robot, hear me roar.
I am robot, hear me beep and take over the world. I mean just beep.
Microwave's done.
I don't know why that was so funny.
It wasn't. Probably. That's the weird part.
So, what this thing does, you pull it down, it reads a barcode. What the barcode tells it is basically how to make this particular cup of coffee. And, like, you can do it's got little tabs for cappuccino, for lattes, for this, for that. And basically what it does is it changes the temperature... The water saturation, like how much water it uses, how hot the water is, and the amount that it pours for like your specific cup that you just poured in. So you just put in a basic cup of coffee, gives you fucking hot coffee. You put in a cappuccino, it fucking like foams it and... You know, makes it just a little kind of like espresso shot for you. You put in hot tea, brews your tea perfect so that it's not too dark, it's not too light, it's just perfect tea. All because it read the barcode.
So why isn't it just programmed into it? To where it's like, I'll push this button, and now it makes the thing that I want.
Well, that's the thing, is it...
It should be able to do that, too.
Why would it need to do that, though? Well, I think you can custom brew. You can,
well, you know, yeah, but you're saying, like, hey, I have a barcode. Scan it. Can you only scan it once? You have to keep buying these barcodes? Is it, like, the...
No. It's on the... It's because it's on the little cartridges.
Yeah. Oh.
It's, like, already on... Like, you stick the little cartridge. The cartridge with the coffee in it has the barcode on top of it.
Okay. So it knows how to make each specific brew.
Yeah, it knows how to make each specific.
Okay, I thought coffee. What you were saying that it had everything on the side, and it's like, hey, here's a barcode, and you're like,
no.
Hey, guy, like, oh fuck, I know how to make that.
It has each specific coffee. Each specific coffee has its own barcode.
Huh. That sounds like how they're gonna make human beings.
Kind of.
It's like, okay, we do you remember when they were saying, like, hey, we can make a transportation device? And people were like, really? How do you do that? And they're like, well, you know, we basically clone you on this end, and then we send your information over on that end, and then we clone you, and then you walk out, and you're back to normal. But then this version over here, we kill you. It's like, well, and then nobody sits there and thinks, like, well, aren't we going to be killing a bunch of ourselves? And if I die, that's someone else taking over my life with the same information that they've had, that they've been given. So,
wait.
Yeah, and someone said, well, if this works, that means there's no such thing as a soul. No, if this works, that means you guys are fucking dumbasses because you're killing yourselves. What the fuck is that?
When did this come? When was this happening? This
discussion was like 3 years ago or something like that when I really heard a lot about it, where people were really talking about transportation, you know, like, hey, I can transport you over that way, over that side, just by re-replicating your chemicals. But you're replicating chemicals over there. I'm still over here. And then you're going to kill me? No, fuck that. That's retarded.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, that's retarded. And the only thing that makes it work is that nobody notices, because your clone is just like you. It's
gay. Really creepy.
Creepy. It's retarded.
That is so creepy. No one is ever gonna fucking touch. No one. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not getting into any teleportation device or anything like that. Fuck that. I look at them. They're like, you guys are retarded. They're like, why? Because you're killing yourselves. Like, nah, I'm coming out on that end. Nah, you don't know how shit works, stupid ass.
Shit is supposed to be less creepy than that.
Yeah.
So, I suppose it's time to get into it. The dreaded Best Buy. Now, so let's start from the beginning. The last couple shows.
Best Buy fucking sucks. Isn't that the beginning?
That is the beginning. Best Buy, cause fuck Best Buy. That's why. So, we'll start at the very beginning. Last couple shows.
So it was it was the year 2000. No, it was the year 1997 when I met Andre for the first time.
It's true.
He was passing around a CD of Bad Hair Day by Weird Al Yankovic. And I just wanted to look at the thing, at some of the inserts during class, because I wasn't paying attention. And so he let me look at it. And then I said, hey, some of these lyrics are funny. And we started talking. That's how we became friends. Lifelong friends. No homo.
Is that really how we became friends?
Kind of.
Oh.
You don't remember that? I remember you bringing the CD thinking, and I remember thinking, like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Because you left the CD at home. You're like, I don't want to ruin my disc. You brought the case and the booklet. It's like, that's a weird. You're a weird guy.
That is really weird.
I want to get to know you a little bit better.
I remember doing that, but now I'm glad that I remember. gives me some things to think about.
It gives me anxiety. Okay, so this Best Buy debacle. It starts off with the last 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, because the fucking thing broke. Or my computer just trashed. My computer just kind of, or I'm sorry, my headset broke. So I've been doing the show on the phone, and it sounded like shit. I can admit to that.
Oh, no, I've said that.
Yeah.
Out loud to my friends.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And to relatives. Me. And to you, yes.
Yeah. So, you finally got tired of me not having money because my job is horrible.
Poverty's gay.
What?
Poverty's gay. But it's not really. Poverty is gay. It's not really. Poverty is homophobic. Oh, no one wants to be in poverty. Ooh. You see what I did there? I made it pro-gay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to be now.
Well, I have gay friends.
Gays have enough problems. We really,
It's just awkward, I think. Just because...
You just gotta step it up.
How do you tell people who think that you're straight? And what if they don't understand? Roach is going through way too much right now.
Is he gay?
No, but I think he wants to be, just so to say that he is.
Wait, is he saying that he's gay?
No.
Oh.
But he hints so much. It's weird.
He hints that he's gay? Oh.
He does. But he doesn't do it on purpose, which is why I think he is.
He just wants to be. He's secretly gay.
No, I think he's secretly straight. I think that's what it is. I don't know. The whole thing's weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's a conundrum.
Wrapped inside an enigma, wrapped inside bacon?
More like a tortilla.
I like tortillas.
Who doesn't like tortillas?
I'm eating a banana.
Bananas are good, too.
It's really good.
They're not like tortillas, though.
It's true.
You don't peel a tortilla. You just eat it.
Yeah.
So let's stop with the dry humor and just kind of get to the point.
I'm not the king of tangents, all right? You are the tangent lord. Trying to keep to topic here. So the headset debacle, it just sounded awful. I need a new headset. You are a sugar daddy. And so you purchase...
I give you a bunch of free shit, don't I?
What?
I just give you, like, if you're like, you know what I need? I just feel this need. I'm like, well, hey, you know what? Here, take. I got one. You can have it. Or, hey, I'll buy you it. It's cheap. It's not that bad.
You gave me a Zune. You bought me a headset. You helped me move. I'm willing to admit that you're a sugar daddy. And it's great.
Also bought you head. Oh no, I gave you my headphones.
Yes.
Headphones. Send those back.
Wait, what headphones?
Those headphones. Sennheisers. Headphones. I did give you some headphones. We can talk about it later.
Okay.
Send them back.
So, you buy me this headset, and so what happened was, well, actually, let's go with your part of the story. Let's have a listen to your half.
Well,
let me introduce it properly. And now, Musings on Bullshit by Carlos.
It was a Tuesday when I walked out of my door for the first time that day. It was the morning. It was around 9 o'clock. I went to work. Basically, I knew I had to get you a headset because you needed one. And I was like, so how do I get a headset from California to Washington in a less than a fortnight, right? More like a couple hours. So I go to Best Buy and I walk up to the lady. I'm like, I need this guy to need this thing. She's like, what? I need this guy to need this thing today.
Right.
He lives in Washington. Apparently it's called Bellevue. I don't know how to spell it. She said, neither do I. So so we talked about it and she's like, well, you can purchase it and then have him go pick it up. All you need is his name, phone number, and email. And I said, I will do that. So she says she starts setting everything up, and she's like, so where am I sending – where is this going to? Where is he picking it up from? And I said, I don't know how to spell Bellevue. Let me call him. So I called you. You told me the zip code. And so I told the lady the zip code, and she basically just kind of put it in. And she's like, okay, so the second that your credit card goes through, which it wasn't my credit card, it was my debit card. But it's like, the second it goes through, they'll have the money, and they'll basically just give it to him. I'm like, okay, and so how will I know that he can just pick it up? And like, well, you guys will get an email. What time is it right now? It's about 12:49 a.m. on a Tuesday night.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, shit. Wednesday morning. And still no email. Did you get an email from them? I didn't get any email.
Yeah, I got
email.
An email.
You got an email? Okay, I didn't get anything.
Yeah, I got an email that said, hey, you can go pick up that shit that he sent you. And I was like, oh, okay.
And then did it say underneath, hey, it's not the one that you want?
Yep.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, in the content and the body of the email, it was like, hey, this is not the one that you can use.
This is not the one that you require. Fuck.
So I get this email that tells me that it is the wrong headset. And while
there is a difference between the headsets that like why it's the wrong headset. Apparently,
yes.
Andre can't use...
ports are broken. My headset port is broken. I have to use It has to be USB.
Now, it's weird because if I had to choose, it would have to be USB anyways.
Yeah.
Because USB just makes sense. You can like, hey, this thing, you know, using those, just to me, it seems like there's not enough power behind them. Because there's no power going to them.
It's true.
Yeah, there's no electricity.
USB headsets just sound nicer, they're clearer, they're cleaner.
Mm-hmm. They're crisp, and they fit lovely on your ears.
They do. This thing's so comfy. Man.
So, continue.
So, I think, well, shit. So I walk up to the woman, and I think, okay, well, I just need to... Can I just pick this up and replace it? The woman looks at me and kind of frowns and goes, no. I think, I can't replace it. I can't just change it out. No. Why not? Well...
Because we don't like you.
What happens is you have to... We have to
take it home and take it for a test drive.
You have to kind of put it through the test drive and... It has to kind of sit there for 2 hours while it clears security. Well, why didn't it clear security when it was telling me I could pick it up? Like, I don't... What happens between now and...
5 minutes.
The 2 hours when I get it home? I don't understand why you would... If it didn't pass some kind of security, why would you let me walk out the door with the object in the first place? Was my immediate thought, but... What came out of my mouth was, well, that's fucking stupid. And she kind of laughed. I kind of laughed. And I thought, okay, well,
they're fucking stupid.
Is there any way that you can help me out here? Because I'm at a loss for what I should do. The woman kind of was... unable to help. She kind of and just didn't generally know what to do about it.
No, okay, so like the weird thing is that Best Buy.
Well, I'm gonna get to this part.
I know
what you're leading into. This is what I'm gonna get into. And so I find myself just baffled, so I walk over to customer service, and I think, hey, is there any way that we can subvert this 2-hour rule so that I can just exchange this, pay the difference, and go? He tells me no, he tells me it's impossible. Then he tells me, well, maybe you can buy yourself an e-gift card. Well, because at this point I had called Carlos, told him what was going on.
Wedge.
I had told Wedge what was going on. His response was, fuck it, just pay for the thing and we'll cancel it. And I thought, okay, that's fine. My helpers, whose name was Liam, and he was very helpful, and he was awesome. He's a great guy.
He's also an elf, which nobody knows. He's a tall elf. He's about 6'9". But,
you're not supposed to tell anybody that.
No. It's okay. It's okay because he's invisible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. How did I see? Oh, man. That's right. I have elf magic.
No. He has the ability to let people. He called me the other day. He said, hey, you're going to get in this big load of trouble. And I said, you know what? I'd rather just get into it as opposed to know about the future. And so maybe I should have taken his advice. But
maybe. But yeah, hindsight, maybe. You know?
Yeah, hindsight's always 20/20. But, you know, I have bad vision.
So after talking to Liam, he suggested that we buy an e-gift card, which worked out really well and is more fun that I get to have tomorrow.
because I want you to say it.
Okay. So I put in the information. Wedge gave me his information.
My debit card and everything.
Yeah. I punched it in at the store to get it to myself, and it declined. I thought, oh, maybe I put something in wrong. I can do that sometimes. I'm only human. So I punched it in again. I'm once in a while.
Oh.
When I choose to be.
See, that's mostly what I I'm thought. That's what monster. I thought. Yeah. You're a monster, but you have perfect pitch, and you tend to really you're a very good typist. You type very well.
Oh, thank you.
For a monster with giant fingers.
Yeah. It's sausage like, fingers.
Yeah, I don't understand how that works. Because they're orangey. They're orange and clawy, too.
I have a stick. I have a stick and I use it to.
And then you're really quick because I didn't even notice the stick was there.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
It was.
What the fuck are we talking about? Right. So after punching this shit in a second time, I get declined a second time.
No, Call I Wedge. Get declined a second time.
You get declined a second time. Call Wedge. Ask him what's going on.
What, you got no money, bitch? What the fuck?
What the fuck, Tyrone? So Wedge responds by going, hold on, let me check it out. Looks online, only to find out that his card's been charged twice for the amount that I was trying to buy.
Is my face red at this moment. I'm
now,
like, what?
With the urge to kill steadily rising, and the color of my black face turning deeper and deeper, I asked to see a manager.
Do you really get blacker?
A little bit.
Mm, I've never
All
seen
the blood
that.
Rushing to my face because it's black because I'm a monster.
No, that doesn't make you a monster.
Black and blood?
Black and blood. No, that makes it coagulated. Wait, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
It's happening again.
So with my rage steadily rising, this
God says, rise from your grave.
Rise from your grave. So this very flustered-looking, nerdy, chubby guy
walks
up.
Colorful, locks of love. Oh, no,
I explained
you're
to
not
you.
Talking about you, huh?
What?
You weren't explaining you, were you?
No, I wasn't explaining me.
Damn. Everything just sounded like I heard nerd. I'm like, hey, that's Andre.
That is me. But not today.
No.
So I explained to him the issue. I explained why I'm upset. And his response is, oh, can't help you. Again, I'm not a fan of this response. It's yeah. not a response that I like.
Hey, sorry, faggot.
Hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much what. I mean, that might as well have been what someone said to me.
My feelings, they hurt. It hurts so much.
So, I once again look him square in the face and go, "You're kidding me." His response is, "Yeah, I can't help you. It's two separate systems." So, I finally just, the rage inside me has become too great.
17 people murdered, headset in hand. He walks out the front door. Nobody says shit.
No, because I'm back.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If you did that, then cops will be... It's Washington. I mean, white people in trouble. Right? Oh, my God.
No one would ever stop me. So, I just take the headset. I decide that I'm just going to wait the 2 fucking hours.
Yeah, they say, like, okay, 2 hours just to wait for this thing to process. They're like, oh, yeah, he got it. Did he get it? Yeah, he got it. Did he really get it? Yeah, I'm just kidding you. Oh, no, he got it. He got it. And then, like, why are computers doing this? It doesn't make sense. It should say, hey, he got it. Okay, good. We got his money. Everything's well with the world. Why get all weird? Why have to wait 2 hours for the computer to be like, hey, guess what? What? He got it.
Well.
Cool. Like, what are these computers smoking pot?
The funniest. Now, here's where it gets to the point where I interrupted you and I didn't want you to spoil it.
Oh, no. I want to kind of jump to the end, but I was getting excited.
When you were jumping a little bit, as I'm walking towards Awajimaya,
a couple people said, hey, your hair looks nice.
Yeah, they did, and I got really scared again. One of them was an old lady. Role reversal. And so...
She was rubbing her nipples. She was like, ew. Oh, your hair looks so nice.
Oh,
like,
Graham, why?
Graham, no! I'm related to you! Why would you do that?
So, actually, no. I went to the Awajimaya. I set up Twitter, which I have a Twitter now for the show.
A new one.
I can't promise that I'll actually... do things on it, but it's I'll try.
Andre _ Tanner, which I love the fact that you went full house with it.
I did.
You went full house with it. Or maybe you thought if I was Tanner, then nobody would tell me I had nice hair.
That's exactly.
You're just fucking people giving me compliments. Fucking assholes.
Those fucking assholes.
Fucking assholes tell me, you got nice hair. I wish I had locks of love like that. And you're like, well, fuck you too. It's a lovely day today. Fuck you. I hope you die in a fire with your children. They're like, aww.
But then they smile because they know that I totally mean it from the bottom of my heart.
No, they smile because that's how their children died. by the fire that they started years ago.
Father. So.
Wait, have you seen that show, The IT Crowd?
Yes, that's what I was. Yeah.
Father! Father! And then you run over to his casket and knock it over because you're just too excited.
Wait a minute. Did you mean those rumors that I killed my wife in a fire? What rumors? No rumors.
That's probably... Okay, if you haven't seen The IT Crowd, it's probably like... it's the second episode of the second season, right? Where it's like the intro of the Golden Boy or something like that, the Golden Child.
No, that was the. I think that was the first episode.
No, first episode's the gay one. Second episode is the. I think the one where they intro. I think it was supposed to be the first episode, but the gay. They did like a gay theater episode, which was a lot stronger episode, which I think they started the season with. It's a whole long thing. Anyways, Just the writing was better. But
I honestly thought the Golden Boy episode was stronger.
No. The writing was a lot tighter.
Yeah.
The writing was a lot tighter with the going to see a movie, Broadway play, but like a play called Gay the Musical.
Gay the Musical.
Willies. I love Willies. So lame, but it's funny as hell. The IT Crowd is a great TV show that only is really good in the first two seasons.
I'm really enjoying the third season.
I like it too, but I think it's a fan thing. I don't think it's a person who just watches it normally.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. We talked way too long about that TV show. Especially for one reference. Father!
It's true. Mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying
Best Buy!
Series 4. Anyways, so finally I go down to the Awajimaya, eat some fucking fried rice, head on back over to... And granted, I stretched this fried rice over an hour and a half. Like, I wandered around for a little bit, ate some fried rice for about an hour, wandered back, was told I still couldn't exchange it because it wasn't ready yet.
And you smell like fried rice!
Wandered around Best Buy for a little bit. Then I wandered
I think Best
back.
Buy, like, wandering around a Best Buy is at the most 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, at the most Unless 45 you... minutes.
No, after... I can. I'm agreeing. And yeah. Like,
right after 45 minutes, you're like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Unless you have a ton of money and you're just, you have tons of spending money.
That is true, but how often does that happen? I mean, seriously,
ever,
guys.
Ever.
Huh?
Yeah. So.
It's like your lady going down on you. How often does that happen, guys? Fucking suck a dick! I'm joking, ladies. Do what you want. If you don't want to, then be a lesbian. Continue.
So as I finally exchange it, I get the fuck out. And as I'm walking, one thing comes to mind. And it's one of those, you know, one of those situations where you're already angry, but then you think with some clarity, and all it does is make you angrier?
No, I tend to think myself into even more clarity.
No. I tried to think myself into clarity, but this particular situation just made me angrier, because as I'm walking out, I'm walking towards the bus, and I think to myself, wow, that was really aggravating. And the more that I think about it, I think, wow, that was really aggravating because the brick and mortar store didn't really mesh with the tech with their online store, and that just seemed odd to me. Like, you would think that the brick and mortar store and the online store would have perfect connectivity. And then the more that I thought about it, is Best Buy is a store that sells not only electronics, Bullshit. But tech support.
They sell tech support?
Yeah, Geek Squad.
Oh. See, I've never used any of that. I've always figured out my problems on my own.
Yeah, so do I.
I know.
I build my own computers.
Yeah. I'm only steps away from doing that. I'm just lazy and cheap.
But they do tech support. And they sell technology. But the connectivity of their website and their stores are awful. Like, beyond awful. To the point of being frustrating awful.
Frustrating and it doesn't make sense. Like, hey, you have the idea that they have their online stores. And then they have the connectivity to where you're like, well, if I buy it here, I can still pick it up today. And not have to worry about the whole making sure I can get it on time. And you know what I mean? Like, you can buy it online and just go pick it up as opposed to having it shipped to you. like Amazon or anything like that. Because like, what's stopping us from getting it from Amazon is the time basis. You needed it today, and I'm like, okay, let's get it today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the fact that they have their stores so ill-equipped to deal with their online store just makes everything seem like Geek Squad is a fucking piece of shit. First of all, I hate the idea that they're wearing ties and they're like, hey, we're nerds and we wear glasses. Not because we have to, but because we have to, because Best Buy told us to. You know? It's just bullshit. It's like, the whole thing is bullshit. You know, like, the Geek Squad, okay, what does Geek Squad do? If you buy a PC, they're like, hey, we'll set it up for you. We'll take off all the programs that come. Well, then why the hell do you sell computers that have programs already pre-built into them? It doesn't make sense that you would do that. But, hey, you can pay $100 to get them all taken off.
Well, that's how they get you.
Yeah, or you can, like, hey, we have a recovery program. You buy a recovery program, it's $100, and you can just recover. Or your computer dies, well, we'll take your hard drive and we'll copy it into another hard drive, and that'll cost you another $150. It's bullshit. Complete bullshit, because you know what it takes? It's someone plugging something in and saying, copy, paste, and then walking away for about an hour.
Yep.
And yet they're charging you $100 for that. And why? Because no one else is doing it, really. And at the same time, people would do it because people are fucking stupid with computers.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the whole deal, is people still don't quite understand computers. I can understand charging $100 for that. Like, I would charge $100 for that if I had the tools and the credentials that
See,
would
allow
me.
See, I would charge $30. And that's with my own, like, you give me some place to put it, like some hard drive or external thing.
Well, I would charge like $50. You know, you're undercutting them by half, and it's
no. Either way, you're still making money, because all it is electricity that you're using. You plug, copy, paste. Okay, I'll be back. I'm gonna go for lunch. You come back to lunch. Hey, it's done. Give me $30.
I'm aware of that, but I mean, that's an extra $20 that you'll make and $50 that they'll save.
Yeah, but you're falling prey to the Best Buy thing. I'm saying you charge enough where people won't abuse it. You don't charge enough, like, you don't charge too little where people would just be like, well, I got this too. Fucking, you know, do this too. $30 just seems right to me. $50 seems capitalism. A little too much.
It's capitalism.
Well, capitalism is gay. And not gay in the bad way, like homosexuals. Gay in the bad way of, like, you had sex with your neighbor's mailbox. I tried to make it make sense. It didn't make sense. So that's where I am. Apparently that's what gay is to me. Sex with a mailbox.
Sex with a mailbox.
Sex with a mailbox. It sounds nice for once, but the thing is fucking loose.
Unless you fill it up with, like, rubber cement first.
Oh, that's too much work, and especially since it's your neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're telling you, especially if they catch you and your DNA's all over it. Because, you know, why would you use a fucking condom with that shit? It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
So, but then I started to get myself some clarity.
I forgot you started saying that, and then I started talking.
No, I started to, like, I got into the rage because I was like, why can't things connect better? But then I started to calm down a little bit, and I thought, you know, these are kind of first-world problems. It was inconvenient, but I have the headset now. It fixed itself. It worked out in the end.
Well, we got it. And you still have to do some work tomorrow, right, to get the rest of my money back?
Yes. Yeah.
Wait, did you really explain that, though?
Yeah.
Like, okay, you basically said, like, because it declined twice and it still went through, so I have about, what was it? It was
$92.
Yeah, $92 saying, like, hey, guess what? Best Buy has it, but we're not giving you shit for it. And why is that? Because we don't give a shit about you.
Probably before.
That's how I think they talk. They have a weird way of talking. Because it's a monster. It's a machine.
Yes. It's a ghost robot. it sounded like.
It sounds more like Nicolas Cage, but whatever. Okay, continue.
But yeah, like, after thinking about it, it's just, yeah, there were problems. Yeah, was I pissed? Yeah. Did I waste my entire day in a Best Buy and a Asian market? Yeah, I did. My entire day gone in a Best Buy.
And what did I tell you?
What did you tell me?
I said, you earned that headset.
Sure did.
You just earned that headset. I don't give a fuck if anyone's like, well, you spend your whole day. No, he earned it. You earned it. You earned it. Fuck.
And it feels so good.
It should feel good. If anything, you owe nothing, nobody for that. All you have to do is get the rest of my money back.
I will. Although I'm going to have to, like, I'm probably going to call you tomorrow and make sure that the thing didn't, like, auto credit first.
The hell's auto credit?
Well, because it might have just taken that money out and just pending'd it and thought, oh.
Oh, it says it's pending till tomorrow, so tomorrow I'll know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Tomorrow, yeah. I'll call you, and if it, I'm not going to call anyone if it just gives you your money back, because that would be pointless.
But what if they give me more?
Then I'm definitely not going to call anybody.
Damn it. Well,
if they give you more, if they could give you more, I guess.
Yeah.
It was quite a day.
It was quite a day. It was weird because nobody knew what the fuck was going on until it was all over.
Yeah. About me. About you. It was a quite a day.
My pinky toe hurts because of that day. That special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. But it hurts so good.
My Negro rage hurts because of this day.
I bet it hurts very badly. Maybe
even in the colon. But it's all right. It got better.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
And I have a really nice headset that cups my ears, sort of like a high-class prostitute cups your balls.
Oh, I was going to say, great. Like, I've never had a high-class prostitute cup my ears before, saying, like, guess who? And, like, well, you're stupid. I can see you. I can... What the fuck?
Well, that shouldn't surprise you. She's a prostitute.
No, but high-class, you should at least know how to talk to a person.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
High-class prostitutes actually are pretty intelligent.
They're more or less intelligent, you know. They keep the conversation running because, isn't it the thing where the Johns are the ones who just want to talk?
Johns want to talk?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, well, they fuck them too, because, like, hey.
That's a lot of time to spend talking. If I'm going to spend a couple $1,000 an hour,
I would say it depends on how much money I have in general. Like, is it going to be an issue? Am I going to have to look at my credit rating or, like, at my checking account to say, like, hey, I got a couple thousand to spend? Like, if I know I got thousands to spend, then fuck it. It doesn't matter. I'm going to talk to these bitches for as long as I can and have a good conversation. Then she's going to suck my dick for, like, 5 minutes, and that's about it. I'm going to do it that way.
I'm too cheap for that. Like, I don't know. I can just walk into a bar and have... I guess the guys paying for the high-class prostitutes can't really just walk into a bar and have conversation because they're the type of men who sleep with prostitutes.
Well, they're the kind of men who have money. And women can sense it. When women sense that the guy has money, he can do no wrong. They marry them, mm-hmm. and then they divorce him. Like that. Mm-hmm. No prenup. No shit like that. And all of a sudden, you feel like you just bought something on BestBuy.com and had it sent to your friend and then realized that it was the wrong thing. And now everyone's fucked. And it's like, okay, so how is tonight's show going to go? And it's like, oh my God, what the fuck is going to happen? And then you realize, all I can do is just make my friend wait for hours. I'm going to make my friend wait for hours. Until... he can fix it. Because apparently I was the one who made the mistake. But you know what? I'm sending him the money. So fuck that guy. Right?
And you know what? You know what I just dawned on me?
Huh.
That sums up the American way so perfectly.
It does.
It really does. I have all the money. I fucked up somehow. But you know what? I have all the money, so someone else will fucking fix it.
Yeah, some poor guy out there is going to fix my issue. He's going to mow my lawn. He's going to, you know, impregnate my child. That's how it works. That's America for you. We got 30 seconds to go, Andre.
That's what makes this country
great. I love talking to you, man. You're my best friend.
It's always fun. And you are... I miss you, buddy. We're going to hang out soon. I might use some of my taxes to make a trip to California.
My taxes are going straight to prostitutes, but any leftover cash will be spent to hang out with you in California.
Beautiful.
Where I live. So, it's over.
That's a show.
This is Black and Tan.